The topic is what Al-Quran says about awliya, which is a plural of wali. The first verse that we discuss in this booklet is Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 257. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu yukhrijuhum minaz zulumati ilan nur والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. Allah is Wali, protector of those who believe. He takes them out from the darkness towards the light. And those who reject, their awliya protector is Taghut, translated as unjustly harsh, cruelty. They take them out from the light towards the darkness. They are the companions of fire. They will remain in it forever. The next verse, Surah Al-An'am 6, Ayah 122. أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Is he who was dead? Then we gave him life and made for him light by which he walks with it among mankind. Can he be the example of the one who is in darkness from which he can never come out of it? Likewise, the works or the deeds becomes adornment to the rejectors. In Surah Al-Ma'idah 5 and Ayah 55, إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. The further ayat, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. Surely your wali protector is Allah and his messenger, and those who believe are those who establish the salah, the prayer, and give zakah, justification, and they are those who bow down. So now if you go further in Surah Tawbah 9 and Ayah 71, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَلِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَيُطِيعُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. The believers' men and the believing women are awliya, protectors of one another. They order with recognized and forbid about the disguised, and they establish the salah, the prayer, and give zakah, justification, and obey Allah and his messenger. Soon Allah will give him his mercy on them. Surely Allah is exalted in power, wise. Now in Surah Az-Zumar 39 and Ayah 3, أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَا إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ فيما هم فيه يختلفون إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار. Is it not a deen, the judgment, exclusively for Allah? And those who take awliya, protectors other than Allah, we do not serve them except that they may bring us close towards the nearness to Allah. Surely Allah will govern between them in what they differ. Surely Allah does not guide him who is a liar, rejecter. In Surah Al-Ankabut 29 and Ayah 41, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ اتَّخَذَتْ بَيْتًا وَإِنَّ أَوْهَلَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. The example of those who take awliya, protectors other than Allah, is the like of the example of the spider who takes a house, and surely the weakest of the houses is the house of the spider if they know. Yunus 10 and Ayah 18. وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ قُلْ أَتُنَبِّئُونَ اللَّهَ بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. They serve those other than Allah who neither harm them nor profit them. And they say, these are our intercessors in the nearness of Allah. Say, do you inform Allah with what He knows not, what is in the skies and in the earth? Glory to Him. He is high above of what they associate with Him. So Allah says in Surah Zumar 39 and Ayah 44, قُلِ اللَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Say, for Allah is the intercession all together. For Him is the kingdom of the skies and the earth. Then you will return towards Him. Surah Al-Ankabut 29, Ayah 12. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّبِعُوا سَبِيلَنَا وَلْنَحْمِلْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَمَا هُمْ بِحَامِلِينَ مِنْ خَطَايَاهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ وَلَيَحْمِلُنَّ أَثْقَالَهُمْ وَأَثْقَالًا مَعَ أَثْقَالِهِمْ وَلَيُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. And the rejectors will say to those who believe, follow our way and we will bear your faults. And they will not bear their faults from anything. Surely they are liars. And they will bear their burdens along with their own burdens. And on the day of judgment, they will be questioned about what they invented. So in Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 286, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah does not give a task to a soul except to her capacity. What she earns is for her, and what she has earned is on her. Our Lord, do not catch us if we forget and we make a mistake. O our Lord, do not load a burden on us like you burden on those from before us. Our Lord, do not burden us with that we do not have the strength with it. Pardon us and forgive us and have mercy on us. You are our protector. So help us over the people who reject. Surah Yunus 10 and Ayah 106. وَلَا تَعْدُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكَ وَلَا يَضُرُّكَ فَإِنْ فَعَلْتَ فَإِنَّكَ إِذًا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And do not call those other than Allah who can neither benefit you nor harm you. So if you do this, then surely you will be of those who are oppressors. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ يُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And if Allah touches you with harm, then there is no one who can remove it except Him. And if He intends for you with betterment, with good, then there is no one who can withhold His favor. He reaches with it to whomsoever He wills from His servants, and He is forgiving, merciful. Al-Maidah 5 and Ayah is 35. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wabtagu ilayhi al-vasilata wajahidu fi sabilihi la'allakum tuflihun. O you who believe, take guard of Allah and seek the means, wasila, seek the means, wasila towards Him, and strive in His way so that you may prosper. What happens? Surah Al-Isra 17 and Ayah 56 and 57. قل الذين زعمتم من دونه فلا يملكون كشفا فلا يملكون كشف الضر عنكم ولا تحويلا أولئك الذين يدعون يبتغون إلى ربهم الوسيلة أيهم أقرب ويرجون رحمته ويخافون عذابه إن عذاب ربك كان محذورا. Say, call on those whom you claim other than Allah. They have no power to remove your harm from you and not to change them. Those whom they call, they are seeking the means towards their Lord. That who are the most closest ones, and they hope of His mercy and fear His punishment. Surely the punishment of your Lord is something to be cautious of. Surah An-Nahl 16 and Ayah 20-21. وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَخْلُقُونَ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ أَمْوَاتٌ غَيْرُ أَحْيَاءٍ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ أَيَّنَا يُبْعَثُونَ. And those whom they call other than Allah, they have not created anything, and they are the created beings. They are dead, without life, and they are not aware when they will be raised up. Discuss Surah Fatir 35 and Ayah 22. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَحْيَاءُ وَلَا الْأَمْوَاتُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُسْمِعُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِعٍ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. And those who are alive and those who are dead are not equal. Surely Allah can make anyone to listen whom He wills, and you cannot make them listen who are in the graves. Surah Al-Kahf 18 and Ayah 102. أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنْ يَتَّخِذُوا عِبَادِي مِنْ دُونِ أَوْلِيَاءِ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ نُزُولًا قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Do the rejectors account that they can take my servants as awliya protectors other than me? Surely we have prepared the hell for the rejectors as a revelation. Further it says, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. Say, shall we give you the prophecy of the works of the lost ones? They will be lost. This is the prophecy for those people whose works will be the lost ones. الَّذِينَ ظَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Those whose efforts went astray in this worldly life, and they were calculating, or they calculated that surely they were doing good works. So further is the Surah Kahf, it's in continuation, Al-Kahf 18 and 105. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَلِقَائِهِ فَحَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. They are those who rejected with the ayahs, signs of the Lord, and the meeting with Him. Their works will be in vain. Then we will not establish any weight for them on the day of resurrection. ذَلِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ جَهَنَّمَ بِمَا كَفَرُوا وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَرُسُلِي هُزُوًا. The hell is their reward with what they rejected and with what they took my ayahs, signs, and my messengers as a joke or a jest. So Al-Furqan 25 and Ayah 17. Now what will happen on the day of judgment? وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَقُولُونَ أَنْتُمْ أَضْلَلْتُمْ عِبَادِي هَا أُولَيْ أَمْ هُمْ ضَلُّوا السَّبِيلِ قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ مَا كَانَ يَنْبَغِي لَنَا أَنْ نَتَّخِذَ مِنْ دُونِكَ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءِ وَلَكِنْ مَتَّعَتَهُمْ وَآبَاءَهُمْ حَتَّى نَسُوا الذِّكْرِ وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا بُورًا. The day He will gather them together and those whom they serve other than Allah, so He will say, did you lead my servants astray, or they themselves were astray from the way? They will say, glory to you, it was not desirable for us that we should take from awliya protectors other than you, and you gave them and their ancestors commodities until they forget the remembrance or the message. For they were the people in ruin. So further, Al-Furqan 25 and Ayah 19. فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوكُمْ بِمَا تَقُولُونَ فَمَا تَسْتَطِعُونَ صَرْفًا وَلَا نَصْرًا وَمَنْ يَظْلِمْ مِنْكُمْ نُذِقْهُ عَذَابًا كَبِيرًا. Then without doubt they belied you with what you had said. So now you don't, so now you do not have the ability to avert nor any help. And whosoever from you oppresses, we will make him taste a big punishment. Now, similarly on Al-Azab 33 and Ayah 66-68. يَوْمَ تُقَلَّبُ وُجُوهُمْ فِي النَّارِ يَقُولُونَ يَا لَيْتَنَا أَطَعْنَا اللَّهَ وَأَطَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّا أَطَعْنَا سَادَتَنَا وَكُبْرَاءَنَا فَضَلُّنَا سَبِيلًا رَبَّنَا آتِهِمْ ضِعْفَيْنِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ وَلْعَنْهُمْ لَعْنًا كَبِيرًا. The day that their faces will be turned upside down in the fire, they will say, oh alas, we should have obeyed Allah and obeyed the messenger. And they will say, oh our Lord, we obeyed our Sadat, chiefs, our big ones, so they misled us from the way. Oh our Lord, give them double punishment and curse them with a big curse. Surah Fussilat, ayah 40, Surah Fussilat 41, ayah 30-32. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. Surely those who say our Lord is Allah, then they are steadfast. The angels descend on them. You do not fear and you do not grieve and have the good news of the garden that you are promised. We are awliya, protectors in this worldly life and in the last. You shall have what your souls desire in it and you shall have what you are promised in it. A revelation from the forgiving and the merciful. Okay, this is the ayat, Surah An-Nisa 475 ayat. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْبِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَاجْعَلْنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا. And why should you not fight in the way of Allah and of those who are being weak and are ill-treated, men, women and children, who say, our Lord, rescue us from this town whose people are oppressors and raise from us, from you, one who will be a protector. And raise from us, from you, one who will be a helper. You see, in Baqarah 2, this ayat is very famous. You see, there is ayat in the famous Al-Baqarah 2. This is known as Ayat al-Kursi, I suppose. Surah Al-Baqarah 255. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum la ta'khudhu sinatun wala nawm lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard man dal ladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'idni ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum wa la yuhituna bi shay'in min ilmihi illa bima sha'a وَسِيَ كُرْسِيُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَادُ وَلَا يُؤُدُوا حِفْدُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah, no God except Him, the living, the lasting, the eternal. No slumber can seize Him nor sleep. Whatever is in the skies and in the earth are for Him. Who is there that can intercede in His presence except with His permission? He knows what is before them and after them, and nor shall they encompass of His knowledge except what He wills. His throne extends over the skies and the earth, and He feels no fatigue in guarding and preserving them, and He is high, the supreme. If you look in the same Quran, in Baqarah 2, in ayah verse number 48, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمَ لَا تَزِّي نَفْسٌ عَنْ نَفْسٍ شَيَّا وَلَا يُقْبَلُوا مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةً وَلَا يُقْبَلُوا مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةً وَلَا يُخَذُوا مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ. And guard the day that no soul will reward to the other soul, and no intercession will be accepted from her, and no equality will be taken from her, and they will not be helped. But still he is asking for forgiveness in tu'adhibum fa'innam ibaduk وَإِنْ تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ. If you punish them, they are surely they are your servant. And if you forgive them, then surely you are exultant in power and wise. In Surah 25:30 verse, وَقَالَ رَسُولُ, and the messenger will say, يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا, and the messenger will say, my people took this Quran for Quran and abandoned it. So Allah himself explained the Quran in Surah Rahman, Surah chapter 55 and verse 1-4 ayat. I read for you. Ar-Rahman allama al-Quran, khalaq al-insan, allama al-bayan. Surah Ar-Rahman chapter 5:1-4. Ar-Rahman is the name of Allah. Ar-Rahman, the most gracious. Allama al-Quran, he has taught the Quran. Khalaq al-insan, he has created man. Allamahu al-bayan, he has taught him clarification. In Surah Baqarah 2:129. Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulam minhum yatlu alayhim ayatika wa yu'allimuhu al-kitaba wal-hikmata wa yuzakkihim innaka antal azizul hakim. O our Lord, appoint a messenger amongst them who will recite your ayahs, give the knowledge of the book, and he will teach the wisdom and justify them. There is an ayat also in the Quran, Surah Yunus 10 and ayat 94. It says, فَإِن كُنْتَ فِي شَكِّ مِمَّا أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ فَاسْأَلِ الَّذِينَ يَقْرَؤُونَ الْكِتَابِ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَقَدْ جَاءَكَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. So if you, Muhammad, is referring to the first person, are you in doubt from what we have revealed to you, then ask those who are reading Al-Kitab, the book, before you. So that means they are reading. So Allah is asking the Muhammad Rasul, you go and ask those who are reading the book before you. So in other words, they are the teacher of the book. They have read the book. They have understood the book. And if you are coming to doubt, go and ask them. Ask the book before you. Definitely there has been come to you the truth from your Lord. So do not become from the doubtful ones.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. So the proceedings of today's live lecture stands adjourned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.